Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
On Dunkin' Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. Because I played the fool for you. 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 Because I with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. Because I played the fool for you. 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 Because I played the fool. Because I played the fool for you. Because I played the fool for you. Because I played the fool.
All right. That was The Julie Ruin from their new album. It's called Run Fast. It's coming out soon. That was the song. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. It was very good. They're bringing it. Julie Ruin was the name for a band that Kathleen Hanna started after Bikini Kill, before La Tigra, I believe. Yeah. Before La Tigra, and she sort of resuscitated the band. It was originally a solo project. Now there's other people in it. It's gaining some momentum. I think it's going to be really good. I think you should look for it very soon at record stores near you. Before that, we heard Disclosure from their album Settle. That was F4U. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. For those of you who tuned in before this show, we had a bit of a technical foible. Sorry for the dead air, but everything, you're in good hands again. Things are on the up and up now. On today's show, we're going to have a chat with Jarrett Sampson of the band Tough Age. He's playing a big show at the Rickshaw on Saturday night with Ketamines and Warm Soda and the Ballantines and one other band I don't know that well. Anyways, very excited to talk to him about that. And then we're going to give away a pair of tickets to that show. Hot stuff. Before that, though, we're going to give a listen to a song by Lightning Dust. Played their song Fantasy Diamonds a couple weeks ago. And next up, we're going to hear Loaded Gun. This is from their forthcoming album called Fantasy. Lightning Dust, Amber and Josh from Black Mountain doing their own thing. From what I hear, they've got a band worked up for the tour that they're going to be doing in support of this album. So fans of Lightning Dust, good things are happening. There's a video up for Diamonds already, and my sources tell me there's a video that's going to be shot very soon for Loaded Gun. Exciting stuff. And it's a very Italo-disco-esque number. So, I don't know. It's got a good vibe. I like it. Let's give a listen to Loaded Gun. And after that, some Glass Candy.
And I don't know where the desire went. are you?
I'm Jello Biafra, and I've been spending way too much time in Vegas.
On June 17th, the Rickshaw hosts the Alternative Tentacles and Jello Biafra's birthday bash. Doors are at 8, and come early for Jello's captivating spoken word. He may even do a song or two. Fuel Injected Point 45 and The Goblins, featuring our own Nardwar, the human serviette, will serve up strange, wonderful rock stylings. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door.
For the past 7 years, Sled Island has delivered a hot, fresh, and saucy music and arts festival in Calgary, Alberta. In 2013, it's saucier than ever. From June 19th to 22nd, independent musical acts, visual artists, filmmakers, and comedians, including the CITR Showcase featuring White Lung, will frolic your amusement at over 30 venues. For more information on schedules, venues, ticket purchases, and more, visit www.sledisland.com. Sled Island is proudly sponsored by CITR.
That was Glass Candy from the brand new compilation After Dark 2, put out by Italians Do It Better Records, a follow-up to a great comp from a few years ago, After Dark 1. If you like that, Johnny Jewell, the producer behind it, put it up online for free recently, so you can download the whole comp. Very cool. And before that, we heard Lightning Dust from their forthcoming album, Fantasy. That was the song Loaded Gun. It is now my pleasure to welcome Jarrett to the air. Hello, Jarrett.
Oh, hello there.
How's it going?
All right. Taking a brief respite from shelving comic books to talk to you. The glorious life of people in bands.
Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, of course. Anything for you, Duncan.
So, Tough Age, you guys are on a killer bill for this Saturday. Tell me about this show that's happening at the Rickshaw.
Yeah, we're doing a show with the band Ketamines, formerly from Alberta and now based out of Toronto, and another great band from Toronto called Zipper's Ears, and local favorites, the Ballantines, you know, one of the greatest live bands around, and Warm Soda from Oakland, who are man, it's a thrill to be able to play with everybody, but especially to have them back in town, because I missed them last time. They played at 5 in the morning.
So. Yeah, that was a show that I wanted to go to as well, but didn't make it to. So, yeah, I'm very excited they're going to play at a respectable hour this time around. And then you guys are turning that into sort of a mini tour, aren't you? You're going to play Victoria and a couple of other places?
Yeah, well, we're going out to Sled Island. We're playing Sled Island this year, like one official show and then a house show that should be pretty killer. But we're going on tour with Ketamine and Zebrasiers beforehand.
Yeah.
And so we're playing, yeah, with them and with Warm Soda again the next night in Victoria at the Copper Owl. And then we're playing Abbotsford at Champion Jack's, which is just the greatest place. Vintage store where they do shows, and I played out there before with one of my other bands, so that's really exciting, the same lineup there. And then we're going all the way to Edmonton to play with Peace, which is pretty cool.
Awesome.
You'll play with them up there, and then we're going to play, Ketamine and Zebrasiers are going to play a show in Saskatoon, I think, and we're going to go down and play with Jay Arner and this great band Open Channels in Lethbridge and then Sled Island. So, yeah, just a little, you know, like 5-6 day tour.
Yeah, and then you're going to be you're hoping to tour a bit more this summer as well, heading to the East Coast.
We're sort of planning right now. It looks like we're going to do an Eastern Canadian tour. Unfortunately, we don't have the time nor the energy to do the middle of the country drive where you then end up at the Apollo to play for 3 people. So we're going to fly out there and hopefully do some of Eastern Canada and the Maritimes. Especially, I'm really excited to go back to Halifax and Yeah, maybe some other things we shouldn't probably talk about on air.
And all of this is going to be supported by an album. Do you have an album coming out soon?
Well, the album's done. I'm not sure when exactly it's coming out. We just got the finished masters in. I think this week, Tuesday, maybe, or something like that. Or it was on Sunday. I'm sorry. Yeah, so it's just finished right now.
Wow.
We have an 11-song album. Tentatively slated to come out on Mammoth Cave Recording Company sometime in the fall, hopefully.
Okay. And if people want to hear one of those tracks, you've got Sea of White up on your Bandcamp page, right?
We have, yeah. We have an early mix of Sea of White still up there, and then just some demo recordings. We're sort of keeping the album close, although I say that, but we're going to let you play something off of it today.
Yes,
but yeah, we're just sort of sitting on it so that everyone isn't sick of it by the time it actually comes out.
the Fine Mist syndrome. No. total respect to Fine Mist. Anybody knows me knows that I love Fine Mist.
I know, but yeah, I think we also know how many copies Quinn probably has in his basement.
Yes, that's true. So it must be always a pleasure to get to play with your friend Paul from the Ketamines, because he is the brains behind Mammoth Cave and a bunch of other things.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, Paul. Most recently, notably, I don't know how to say it there. I screwed up my
notoriously.
Yeah, there we go. I'm like, what? Notoriety. But he was running a blog, Slagging Off. They got him some attention,
sort of
addressing problems in the Canadian music scene, eventually. I'm stuttering. I've known Paul 10 or 11 years now. We go back a long way, and I booked, the first shows for his first bands here in Vancouver. And just always, a wonderful individual, one of the greatest guys and always in the greatest bands, which is a rare combination. So any chance I have to do anything with him, I consider him family. So any chance to do anything with him is always a thrill.
Cool.
And just especially I'd be excited to see him even if he hated my guts. So.
Thankfully, he does not.
Here's hoping, yeah.
Back to Tough Age, I was very happy to get my hands on a Tough Age t-shirt recently.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. where did that t-shirt design come from?
The t-shirt, for people who don't know, features a takeoff on, quote-unquote, prominent 80s McDonald's mascot, Mac Tonight, who was sort of a moon-headed jazz singer who sang a parody of Mac the Knife about going to McDonald's. And I've always been really obsessed with him because he's just such a horrible testament to corporate indifference. I keep saying he's my Reagan. So I've had this idea forever, and we got Jake Puppy Teeth to do the t-shirt design, And I think I literally bothered him to draw me a Mac Tonight for about a year and a half. I just kept being like, no, I will pay you. Just draw Mac Tonight for me.
Right.
And so finally this came around, and I knew I had it, and I just got him to do it right away. I knew I needed it. So he did an amazing job, and then we took it over to Johnny DeCourcy at Pinhole, and they printed up there, him and another guy, Sangito, and did just an incredible job. I got to see him coming off, and I'm pretty proud of him.
But, that's a beauty.
Yeah, they're... I don't know how long for this world their sales are, but we'll see. We'll keep it going as long as we can.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Saturday's kind of a busy night for you, because not only are you playing, but your record label is putting out a release that night as well.
Yeah, earlier in the night, yeah. There's a big show at the Burrard Hotel, like a ramp party that Student Loan Records, which is Natasha Cheche Lafemme and Daniel R. from many, many things, but Pan and Student Teacher, I guess, are the bands he's in. And myself are putting out our split with Aaron Reed and Coco.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be earlier on. I'm going to have to take off a little early, unfortunately, but it sort of times ends, and then I think you can get on with your evening. But there's a lot of good shows. It's one of those nights where all of a sudden there's eight great shows on the same night.
Yeah, the there's a Nominal Records showcase as well, and a bunch of other things.
Okay,
but the hot
show in town
is at the Rickshaw. Yes, and so we'll give a bit later on. We'll give away a pair of tickets to that show. Thank you very much for donating those to the show, Jarrett.
Oh, a pleasure indeed.
So I think that about covers it. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, if you have friends in cities we're going to, tell them to come see us, because I will be sad and lonely otherwise. It's a weird entity going on tour as a band that doesn't really have anything to our name to say, I guess, necessarily. So we're holding on hope that we're going to break even. We've had a lot of kindness coming our way, so keep it coming. Don't make me stop believing in humanity.
You're all friends as well. Like, it's not like one of these try-hard bands where it's just people that don't like each other that are all, like, trying to make it. Like, you may be trying to make it, but at least you're...
Making it is the worst thing in the world. I don't even understand. I mean, you know, we got the Peak Performance Project going on now. Just personally, I look at that, and I'm like, that seems like hell.
Yeah.
Apparently, they send you to rock star school. I have a band with my girlfriend, so I'm, and two of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah.
So it's just all my best friends, and we hang out, and then we make music. And, like, why would I ever want to be in a band with anyone that wasn't dear to me, that I didn't want to spend time with?
No kidding.
As far as I'm concerned, a band, that's the excuse to hang out with your friends.
Yep.
Like, well, we have to hang out. We're in a band.
That's why I play baseball. Mostly just to hang out with my friends and drink beer. All right, so check out their Bandcamp page if you want to give a listen to Tough Age. Try to find one of those t-shirts before they're all gone, and make sure to get down to the Rickshaw on Saturday night if you're in town, and if not, make sure to get out to one of the many tour dates that you guys are going to be playing.
Oh, look at that.
Awesome times. All right, thanks so much, Jarrett, and we're going to do this is a world-exclusive premiere of Coffin Foam.
Won't be played anywhere else.
No,
Coffin
sir.
Foam,
no, sir.
Off of our self-titled record.
Okay, well, we're all looking forward to that. All right, here we go. Thanks so much, Jarrett.
I'll see
you Saturday.
Right, bye.
All right. That was the Ketamines, formerly of Lethbridge, now of Toronto, Ontario. They're going to be playing this for Saturday night at the Rickshaw Theater, along with Warm Soda, who we heard about. Well, let's just talk about that first. So that was the song Teenage Rebellion Time from their EP, Spaced Out. Before that, we heard Busy Lizzy from Someone For You, the album by Warm Soda from Oakland, California. Both of those bands will be playing with Tough Age at the Rickshaw this Saturday night. Tough Age song we heard was Coffin Foam from their very, very, very forthcoming, or not at all forthcoming, maybe that's better, self-titled album, Tough Age, coming out soon. Just mastered, special world exclusive right there for you. Great stuff. Coming up next, I'm going to play a song by Michael Cronin. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce his name. But he has often played with Ty Siegel, and he has his own album out now. It's on Merge Records. So we're going to give a listen to the song Am I Wrong from the album MC2, something like that. Anyways, Michael Cronin, cool dude, great song. Here we go. And before that, ticket giveaway. So if you want the pair of tickets to the Tough Age Ketamines Warm Soda Show, give a call to 604-822-2487 and answer this skill testing question. Which McDonald's 80s spokesperson figure appears on the t-shirt for Tough Age and that Jarrett's obsessed with? The McDonald's figure that's on the Tough Age t-shirt. Answer that, and you'll get a pair of tickets to their show at the Rickshaw on Saturday night. Give me a call, 604-822-2487. Here is Michael Cronin.
Turn it on, I'm ready to go.
Your early bird passes for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival until June 11th.
Step outside normal society with Steve Earle and the Dukes, Dvachka, and Vancouver's own Hannah Georges.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 19th to 21st at Jericho Beach Park. More information at thefestival.bc.ca.
The Vancouver Folk Fest is proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
That was Halifax's Cold Warps from their tour demos. That was the song Dip Tripper. Yeah. Before that, we heard Michael Cronin from his album MC2. That was the song Am I Wrong? And congrats to Patrick, who called in and won the tickets to see Tough Age. Thanks for listening, Patrick. Also in the next week, another really fantastic-looking show with a stacked bill is going to be at Astorino's on Wednesday night. So that is the new all-ages space that the Safe Hamp Society is running, a commercial in Venables. And so Wednesday night, Mount Erie from Anacortes is going to be playing with Nick Kurgovich and Ashley Erickson, who's also in the band Lake. So that'll be a very fun show. I'm a huge Nick Kurgovich fan, very excited that he's going to be playing in town again. So let's give a listen to his most recent single. He put out an EP after this, but this is the last formal release. We're going to hear the song, what's it called? It Never Was You. We're going to hear that. And then after that, some Mount Erie here on CITR 101.9 FM.
But it wasn't you, it never hair blowing in my face. Champagne corks popping in my mouth. Idle on the curb waiting for a ride. Sweeter than gold.
Distorted.
stay like this, falling under a tearing off ceiling. What white light is still swelling, missing me and concealing. The sound of distortion, the waves through the trees, watching the wall get vast.
All right, that was Eleanor Friedberger from her brand new album. It's called Personal Record, and that was the song I'll Never Be Happy Again. I find that very difficult to believe. If I was Eleanor Friedberger, I would definitely have a chance of being happy again. From what I heard, her show the other night, she played in town on Tuesday night, was pretty good. Yeah, I like the sound of that song. Before that, we heard Mount Erie from his 7-inch put out on K Records last year, Distorted Symbols, the name of that song. And at the top, It Never Was You by Nicholas Kurgovich. Both Nick and Mount Erie are going to be playing this coming Wednesday at the Astorinos Commercial and Venables. It's going to be a really fun night. Try to get down there. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much to Jarrett for calling in and for donating a pair of tickets. And thanks to Patrick for calling in and listening. If you like what you heard, you can hear the podcast at CITR.ca. Apologies for last week's podcast being a bit spotty, but Brad, our intrepid tech coordinator here at the station, has got it cleaned up and all better. And if you want to see what I played, you can check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Jacob is up next. He's going to be playing all the hits. And then Robin is going to be on at 2 o'clock with Ink Studs. Make sure to stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. It's going to be a great afternoon. I'm going to close things out with a band called Teen and the title track from their new EP. Teen opened up for Eleanor Friedberger, and Sarah Cordingly, the music coordinator here, was blown away. She really, really liked Teen a lot, especially when compared to Eleanor Friedberger. So we're going to hear that. It's a bit of a psychedelic way to end the show, but I think it's a good note. Here we go. Here is Teen, Carolina. See you next week. Have a fun weekend, everybody.
From the campus of the University of British Columbia, this is CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca.
I'm happy to see you again. Paul, happy 'cause you are my friend. Paul, haven't seen you for a long, long time. Happy that you're doing fine. Paul,